Chapter 25. Complete silence filled the room, as if the world had been frozen and every member of the council stared at Minho. Thomas sat stunned, waiting for the runner to say he'd been kidding. Gally finally broke the spell, standing up.
"That's ridiculous!"
He faced Newt and pointed back at Minho, who had taken his seat again.
"He should be kicked off the council for saying something so stupid!"
Any pity Thomas had felt for Gally, however remote, completely vanished at that statement. Some keepers seemed to actually agree with Minho's recommendation, like Frypan, who clapped to drown out Gally, clamoring to take a vote. Others didn't. Winston shook his head adamantly, saying something that Thomas couldn't quite make out. When everyone started talking at once, Thomas put his head in his hands to wait it out, terrified and awed at the same time. Why had Minho said that? Has to be a joke, he thought. Newt said it takes forever just to become a runner, much less the keeper. He looked back up, wishing he were 1,000 miles away. Finally, Newt put his notepad down and stepped out from the semicircle, screaming at people to shut up. Thomas watched on, as at first no one seemed to hear or notice Newt at all. Gradually, though, order was restored and everyone sat down.
"Shuck it!" Newt said. "I've never seen so many shanks acting like teat-sucking babies. We may not look it, but around these parts, we're adults. Act like it, or we'll disband this bloody council and start from scratch."
He walked from end to end of the curved row of sitting keepers, looking each of them in the eye as he spoke.
"Are we clear?"
Quiet had swept across the group. Thomas expected more outbursts, but was surprised when everyone nodded their consent, even Gally.
"Good, that."
Newt walked back to his chair and sat down, putting the pad in his lap. He scratched out a few lines on the paper, then looked up at Minho.
"That's some pretty serious clunk, brother.
Sorry, but you need to talk it up to move it forward."
Thomas couldn't help feeling eager to hear the response. Minho looked exhausted, but he started defending his proposal.
"It's sure easy for you shanks to sit here and talk about something you're stupid on. I'm the only runner in this group, and the only other one here who's even been out in the maze is Newt."
Gally interjected.
"Not if you count the time I
don't," Minho shouted. "And believe me, you or nobody else has the slightest clue what it's like to be out there. The only reason you were stung is because you broke the same rule you're blaming Thomas for. That's called hypocrisy, you shuck-faced piece of—"
"Enough," Newt said. "Defend your proposal and be done with it."
The tension was palpable. Thomas felt like the air in the room had become glass that could shatter at any second. Both Gally and Minho looked as if the taut, red skin of their faces was about to burst, but they finally broke their stare.
"Anyway, listen to me," Minho continued as he took his seat. "I've never seen anything like it. He didn't panic. He didn't whine and cry. Never seemed scared. Dude, he'd been here for just a few days. Think about what we were all like in the beginning. Huddling in corners, disoriented, crying every hour, not trusting anybody, refusing to do anything. We were all like that for weeks or months till we had no choice but to shuck it and live."
Minho stood back, pointed at Thomas.
"Just a few days after this guy shows up, he steps out in the maze to save 2 shanks he hardly knows. All this clunk about him breaking a rule is just beyond stupid. He didn't get the rules yet, but plenty of people had told him what it's like in the maze, especially at night. And he still stepped out there, just as the door was closing, only caring that 2 people needed help."
He took a deep breath, seeming to gain strength the more he spoke.